Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 12. So, second episode of The Ladies in Puerto Rico. Couple of interesting things happen here. Most notably, Raquel has a a meeting with her mom. So the mom comes to the villa. I believe it's their first time meeting in about 6 years, although they do speak on the phone and stuff like that. And she's had a bit of a difficult relationship or a strained relationship with her mom during that time. And I think it went about as well as it could have gone, right? I mean, after 6 years, gonna be a bit awkward, gonna be, a little bit strained, but I think it went pretty well.
You know what I found was really weird about that interaction? Okay, so when she was calling her mom, I can't remember who was sitting there talking to her. Someone was talking to Raquel. Maybe it was Sai that was talking to Raquel, saying, "Where's your mom?" She goes, "Let me just check." She goes, "Oh, she's about tw her mom said she's about 25 minutes away because they had a driver come and drop her off, right?" And then so the girls came out, and some of them ate, some of them didn't, and then they went shopping. Like they all so and then the mom was put in the car, and she they were like, "Okay, well, see you later." I thought maybe she would have stayed with her mom or something, but it's like, I don't know, how long was that visit? And I know we don't get the full visit on TV, but it seemed like she was just there for breakfast, and then oh well, we gotta go shopping now. And then her mom was gone. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you're gonna go all the way to Puerto Rico and you couldn't just spend the day with her. I don't know.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go shopping another day
Or
with them and
exactly,
spend the
just it
time
was
with your
weird.
mom
It
if you
was,
really
I'm
if
not
you
sure if the mom wanted to stay
be with her. Yeah,
or
exactly.
no,
Or
fair,
whatever. I agree.
fair.
Because
But she's gonna drive all that way and then you're gonna turn around like after I don't know. It seemed like, in my opinion, it was just a very short visit. So I don't know. Yeah, it was
I
just
agree.
weird. It was
It
weird.
makes a good point there that we don't see the full picture of, what happened and stuff like that. But I really don't think it was a long visit. And again, it's after 6 years. I don't know if the mom really wanted to spend that much time with her, or, maybe Raquel didn't really know how it was going to go or anything like that. It wasn't like a, hugging, kissing, "Oh my God, I miss
Yeah,
you
no,
so much."
it wasn't.
I
Yeah.
thought it was
Out
10 years. I thought it was 10 years because
there.
her
Was it
kids
10?
barely remember her,
But
right?
that last time that she
And not
saw
even
her was six.
FaceTime. Like, she's trying to hook her up now for FaceTime. Like, there hasn't been any much communication, I think, right?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think that it's it's obviously a strained relationship. That's
It's
why.
after she left her husband.
Yeah. And it's I mean, it's not gonna be a hugging and kissing and okay, now we're gonna, fix our relationship just from my visit to Puerto Rico. I think it's just this is a step towards mending things.
And then to make it even weirder, because her mom and everybody knows that her mom was weirded out at the fact that she's in this lesbian relationship now and not in a
Kissing.
traditional, right? And the kissing, right? Like, so, Jenna comes in and kisses like everybody on the lips. Like, what the hell was that
Yeah.
about?
That was like, you already know it's uncomfortable for her mom. Why the fuck would you do that? Like, that's just fucking stupidity, right?
And that also might play a role into why it was a shorter visit, or at
Short
least,
visit. Yeah,
yeah,
because you could see her mom looked
was
uncomfortable, right?
uncomfortable for
It was
sure.
uncomfortable. And she's a different generation. It's harder for them to accept. Different culture, different generation. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, you're right. But you know what? Then it gets even weirder because when they were out shopping, when the ladies were out shopping, and then Erin decides to show her dick pic of her husband, it's
What
like,
a fucking idiot.
you know what I thought was really funny about that is she shows it to Bryn and Jenna, and then she brings it up at the dinner table with all the ladies. And who was it? I think it was Sai, maybe, and Uba, who are like, no, that's disrespectful. I don't want to see that. And then Aaron was like, oh my God, why are you guys making me feel bad about this? And it was like, they're not saying it's disrespect, like you're disrespectful. They're saying we don't want to see it. We
Yeah,
don't want to be
exactly.
disrespectful of your husband. You do whatever you want. It's your relationship, whatever. But like, Erin made it all about herself and like, oh my God, why are they trying to make me feel bad about this? Like, oh, like she's starting to kind of annoy me a little bit.
Yeah, same,
Where
same.
it's like, okay, you already
Just
did
like,
it.
what the fuck? I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck?
Like, if they don't want to see it, like they don't force people to look at your husband's
No.
wiener, like, and then don't make it about yourself. Like, oh my God, they're making me feel bad. Like, what? They just don't want to see it. Leave them alone.
Yeah, just weird.
Which is exactly what I would say. Like, no, thank you. I don't want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good here. I don't care if it's impressive. Don't want to see.
Yeah. Agree, 100%.
But yeah, the other thing that happens here is Bryn and Rebecca, they make amends. So like Bryn has been like egging Rebecca on this whole season, and for sure at some point Rebecca is going to say something nasty back to you because you've been egging her on like so much, so much. And Rebecca was really nice. She initiated it. She knew like, okay, I obviously really like hurt her feelings. So she initiated like, hey, listen, I'm sorry. The reason why I said that is because honestly, you had it coming. Like you
Yeah.
can't didn't have it coming.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you're going on like you're having all these issues and you're actively trying to have a baby. And okay, so what I thought was really funny about this, not funny because it's her life and you know it's something that she's really sensitive about, but the guy she wants to have a baby with,
Gideon. Giddy up, Gideon. He's not gonna do it. I'm calling
he
it. He's not gonna do
agreed.
it.
Of
No, he's
course
not gonna do
not.
it.
He
He's
agreed to
not
do
fucking
it, and
stupid.
then he's like, no, he hasn't gone to
No.
go jerk off in the cup, as
He's
she
not
said.
stupid.
Because like that was a weird meeting, like put that on TV. And of course, like there's a camera in front of him. He probably felt so uncomfortable. I don't know if that
Say
was
what they want to
set
hear, be the
up.
good guy, of course.
And then now he's sitting there like, do I really want to do this? Like, we're not actually going to have a relationship, but you want to have a baby with me?
Yeah.
Like, it
I can't
doesn't.
take anything that Bryn says seriously though, just by
No,
the look
she's
on her
just,
face. She's so flighty and she's non-committal to everything too. So, and then she fights about the stupidest shit, and then she's like mad at Rebecca, and and you know, like I don't know, like I don't have a child, but I didn't take it the same way that she did.
Yeah,
And
because she was overreacting. She's being dramatic.
very dramatic. Just like this whole Gideon thing, that's
Yeah.
very dramatic.
Yeah, he's not gonna do it. She's fucking delusional that he's
You
just
know
gonna fucking have a kid with her.
what? He wanted
Like,
to marry her, right?
yeah,
It's like
that's delusional on his
what
part.
he wants is he wanted her. She doesn't want him, but she wants his baby and then for him to co-parent with her, but he wants a relationship with her. So it's like, why are you putting him in that position? Like that kind of sucks for him, you know? Like where his intention was to marry her and to have like her as a wife and to have a life with her and stuff like that. And then she goes and puts him in that position to be like, oh, let's have a baby together. Let's do IVF and you know, and then we'll co-parent together. And like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go back and forth between New York and London, and like it doesn't make sense.
Agree.
It's hey, like I understand she were to be like, hey, I want to give it another shot because now I'm really focused on, having a family, and I think, we had a great relationship and da 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 da. But she didn't do that. She said, I don't want you. I just want to have a baby with you. And to me, it's like, it's so weird. And like, if you look at it from his perspective, of course he said yes, because he wanted to be with her. And now he's probably realizing, like, okay, she doesn't even want me. She just wants a family. So it's, it's different when she's like, okay, I'm just gonna get a sperm donor, but then to do it with someone you actually know and like what both of you want, it conflicts with each other, right? So I don't know. I kind of feel bad that she put him in that position in front of a camera, and now he's like, and then she's bringing it up on TV, like, oh no, he's not doing it. I kept telling him, like, go to the bank and make your donation and da 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 da. Like, oh, I think it's a messy thing to play out on TV.
For sure.
So personal, and then it involves him too. That I mean, I hope it works out for them and they get, what is gonna be best for both of them. But I don't know.
Yeah, you're too kind, sugar. I just hope he
Yeah.
dumps her, like, if it just says, get
Me
the fuck
too.
away from me,
Yeah.
you
Well,
psycho bitch.
really, you could just go to a sperm bank and you can get, like, you can do IVF and you can get a donation from someone you don't know. You can pick what the guy looks like, his education, and all this kind of stuff. Like, you
Yeah, she
see
just
that.
wants a billionaire. That's what she wants. That's it.
She wants a billionaire, but then she doesn't want to be in a relationship with him.
Exactly. She doesn't want the ties, but she wants her
She wants
child.
to do what she wants with a billionaire.
Yeah.
And
She
have
likes
the
she
kid
because
to
she
dangle.
throws that out
The
on a
kid to
couple of times.
dangle.
She said that a couple of times, there's no more billionaires left for me to date. And like, oh, poor me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. It's if you have the money to do it, like, I don't know, if you really want a kid, you could go and adopt, you can do this, you can do that, but like, I don't know if
Exactly.
he has to put someone else in this position and then blast it on TV, especially if they're having, like, I mean, having a baby is such a huge commitment and
Yeah.
it's a huge choice. So if he wants to do it as a family, or if he just wanted, like, I don't know, it's just a lot to ask someone and then be like, oh, but we're not going to be in a relationship, we're just going to co-parent. That's hard.
Yeah, I just don't see it. He needs to dump her fucking ass.
Anything. The only other weird thing from that episode, sorry, so just I just kind of remembered when we were talking about the dick pic, just kind of entered my head. And at the top of the episode, Jenna was talking about her straight pubic hair. I'm like, what's going on with this episode?
They're fucking weird.
Yeah.
They don't have enough to talk about. Yeah, and then some of them were jealous. They're like, oh my gosh, Jenna, you have it all. Like, I don't need to know about this. Like,
And then another thing, just annoy a little annoyance, just because like she just annoys me in general now, like a lot, Brynn. When she was making a drink or whatever, and she spilled all over the cabinet, like what a little fucking brat. Oh well, it's not my house. Who cares? Like fuck, man, it's somebody's house, you piece of shit. Like show some fucking respect, right? I don't know. I just thought, well, like how fucking like low is that
that's
to
the
just
thing
like.
that I hate about, like, I think they're staying in like an Airbnb or something more like that,
But
where it's
that's
not a
somebody's
hotel.
home. Like, you, what the fuck?
That's what I hate about staying with other people in a place like that, because there are people who just totally make
Yeah,
mess.
that fucking pisses me off. That would
It's
fucking
like,
irk me,
really?
man.
Now I have to deal with it. Like, I'm still staying here for 2 more days now,
Yeah, exactly.
and now this, now it's all sticky if I accidentally touch
Yeah.
it. Like, just wipe it. Like, takes 2 seconds.
No. Just like
Agreed.
bratty. entitled.
Well, anyway, anything else from this episode?
No, not for
No,
me,
did
I
I,
don't think.
yeah, just boring. Another boring episode, and Uba's really getting on my nerves. She's so
Oh,
annoying.
I
She's
did. I liked, sorry to interrupt there,
sure.
Spice. I liked Sai when she was taking the pictures, and they're like, she looks rich, and she's like, I like to look like I'm rich. Like, I like to look like rich, right? I just thought it was so cute how she said that, and she was like, she was owning what she liked, right?
Yeah, fair. Good
To be
on her.
honest,
If
and she
I
did look
had
good
gone,
with that green skirt looked really good on her.
oh, it did. If I had gone, you know how some of them went shopping and some of them went to take pictures? I
Yeah.
would have been on the team that went to go take pictures because I love doing that on vacation. I
Same. I
didn't
would
like
rather do the
that
pictures.
they were digging on them for taking pictures. I'm like, I love doing that when I go on vacation.
Yeah, I would like the pictures too. I mean, I can shop a little bit, but it's not like about shopping. Like, it's more like I'd rather,
To be
yeah,
honest,
take
you can do
pictures,
both.
relax. Yeah.
Like, go take the pictures. If you walk by something you like, grab it.
Stop and shop.
Yeah. I didn't like that they dug on them for taking the pictures because I'm like, hey, that hit close to home. I love taking pictures.
And then who complained that one? Who was it that said, somebody said, I want to still keep shopping. And I don't know if it was Sai who answered, you didn't even buy anything in the last two things. What do you want to go shopping for?
Yeah,
Who
true.
was that? Think it was Rebecca who wanted to keep going
Yeah, it was
shopping.
Rebecca. That's right.
Oh, Rebecca, you work in the fashion industry. You can people send you things to wear. You can design
Yeah.
whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Well, this episode's golden question. I have to say, the Puerto Rico episode has been a little bit boring so far, or the trip, I mean. I want these ladies to go on like an excursion or something like that. What would you have all these women do as like a group activity? And not a shopping and one group takes pictures activity. That's lame. Has to be something like, I don't know, something go into the rainforest, go
Not me.
skydiving, go XYZ. Well, you don't have to do it, but they have
I
some sort of a s excursion that you think would be fun.
don't have to
Oh,
do it. I'd send them
funny.
all into the jungle.
Send them all into the rainforest there.
Yeah.
I'd put them all on an island and they'd have to cannibalize
Oh, jeez, that's morbid. I think
I bet that Brynn would come on top anyways, fucking bitch.
yeah, I can't. Yeah, she's annoying me.
Yeah, she'd come on top. And
But
you know what?
Aaron's
You know what?
annoying too now.
For me, I'd like just to, I'd like for them just to say goodbye and let this season finish because it's painful. I even now when I sit down and I want to watch the show, I'm like, I have to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out to prepare myself mentally because I know that not much is going to happen.
You know what? I believe they confirmed that they're here to stay. They're not going to revamp it again.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So
Here to stay?
they're here to stay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But what I would have them do is something in that's famous in Puerto Rico is going kayaking at night, and they've got these little phytoplankton that light up at night in Puerto Rico. It's like a really famous activity to do while you're there. There's like a couple different beaches where you can do it at. But when you go kayaking, it's easy to tip over. It's hard work. So having them going and doing that, and the more you splash, like the more they light up and stuff like that, they light up with movement. I'd have them go and do something like that where they actually have to get out and go do something, you know, interesting and entertaining.
Oh, you're much nicer than
Not
me, Sugar. Yeah, I'm good.
shopping. You're angry at
I
them.
know, totally. I'm totally angry at this cast. I don't know why.
No, I understand because they're it has like we're 15 episodes in and or no, we're 12 episodes in. Oh, imagine that. I feel like it's going on forever. But It's not much has happened, really, and it's just kind of the same thing,
Yeah.
same thing. And you know, Bryn and Rebecca made up this episode, but in the next episode, like in the preview, you can see they start fighting again. It just kind of keeps, but you know what? I really think the issue with these women is they're not actually friends. I don't
Yeah.
think they actually have any real connections to each other. It's just they're on the cast together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, I agree. I think you're right. It doesn't seem genuine for sure.
No, and again, there's a lot of things that happen off camera. I do think that they get together and all they do is talk about, okay, what should we do on the show? How should we play this out? It's too calculated.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyone who follows Luann and her journey, she, you know how she does her cabaret? She keeps doing a like a rendition of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I did
And
see that.
there's
Yeah.
one and she goes, Bethany
They
got run
got run over.
over
Yeah,
by
that
a
was good.
reindeer. That was funny. But then there's one where she says, like, should we keep the new cast or bring us
Or
all
bring
back?
us all back, and
And it's
everybody
like,
cheered.
yes, the comments are like, yes, come back, Luann,
Yeah, I'd
please.
rather they're more entertaining.
They're awesome. You know, I'm still surprised that they got rid of that cast because they were hilarious. They were
Yeah.
just hilarious. They were so funny. But anyway, that was Sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Out for now.